This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Snow and low temperatures have dampened two large wildfires, but officials expect they will reignite with warm weather. Fire Chief David Wolf says they can't reach the fires because of the snow, so today they're regrouping and repairing equipment.
It seems like the snow is going to do some really good things for us in the light fuels, like the grass and the meadows. But up in the timber, we're concerned that the fire will be able to come back to life after a couple of days of warming, possibly as early as late this week.
Crews are ready to mobilize if conditions change. The 208,000-acre Cameron Peak Fire is 64% contained, and the 192,000-acre East Troublesome Fire is 15% contained. Authorities say eight El Paso County Sheriff's Office employees tested positive for coronavirus over the last 3 weeks, including two deputies at the courthouse. Overall, 19 employees and three inmates have tested positive for COVID. One deputy died from the virus. The weekend cold front is affecting restaurants and bars that depend on outdoor spaces to maintain social distancing. Josh Walken owns Secret Sauce Food and Beverage in Denver. He didn't expect the early cold snap.
We're, you know, hanging on the edge of a cliff here going into winter, and everyone's trying to do their best to come up with, you know, ways to survive, whether that's takeout or patio heaters or tents or greenhouses.
Another cold night, single digits around Colorado. This is CPR News.